what I think was one of the most powerful conversations and pivotal moments for me. And it was something so small that happened. I was talking with a group of friends and somebody referenced my podcast. And then someone else who was standing in the group with us asked what the podcast was about. What did I talk about on it? And we all responded and said, I know we talk about curly hair, talk about natural hair. And the person who had asked initially responded to us and was like, oh, you talk about hair? As if to say, like, what, like, that doesn't make sense, or that's weird, or why, what's the point of, like, what's the point of that? And I had this moment where I realized, at first I was, like, so annoyed. Initially, I felt annoyed for a split second. And somehow that annoyance turned immediately into almost hope, I want to say, or enjoyment, because I realized I loved the fact that she just didn't get it. She didn't get it, and beyond that, it was okay. It was okay that she didn't get it. It was okay that she didn't understand, because at the end of the day, it's not about hair. It's not about curly hair. It's not about products. It's not about curl texture. It's not about what ingredients to avoid or what products to use or how you style. It's really not about hair. It's about what hair represents, and it's about culture and identity and having self-confidence and the confidence to talk about things that are uncomfortable or what journey you're on or the process that you're in, whether that's the hair on your head or that's your character, your integrity, your work ethic. It doesn't matter what it is. It's what it represents. We could apply the exact same conversation or statement to money. It's not about paper and it's not about coins, but it's about what those paper and the coins represent. And, you know, I think I will never forget this conversation. I'll never forget this. And it's one of those things that stuck out in my mind. Her words, her response, that she just didn't understand. And that was okay. It was okay that she didn't get it. And it's okay that not everybody will. But I think about those parents who maybe listen to this podcast and they'll learn how to care for their kid's hair. And that kid will grow up instead of being insecure or unsure of themselves, thinking that they stick out like a sore thumb or like they're singled out and different from everybody else because of their hair. No, that kid will have confidence because their parent really taught them how to care for their hair. I'll think about the girl who grew up watching every role model in her life get relaxers or get a weave and never truly learned how to embrace herself or embrace who she really is. And I think about maybe some of these conversations, and maybe one day this podcast would reach her ears and she would think, you know, maybe there is something really beautiful about me and who I am, just in exactly the way that I am. And so, you know, I wanted to share that it was something so powerful that stuck out to me today, and I figured it was worth recording this, even if just to remind myself of why I do this and what it really represents.